31 exhortation Bible quotes. First collection. Commit your future to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act on your behalf. Listen, I am standing at the door and knocking. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into his home and share a meal with him, and he with me. Love must be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Finally, pray for us, brothers and sisters, that the Lord's message may spread quickly and be honored, as in fact it was among you, and that we may be delivered from perverse and evil people. For not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all people. Rejoice in hope, endure in suffering, persist in prayer. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Protect it, because it is your life. Wives, submit to your husbands, as is fitting to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be embittered against them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, so they will not become disheartened. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in every respect, not only when they are watching, like those who are strictly people pleasers, but with a sincere heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you are doing, work at it with enthusiasm, as to the Lord and not for people, because you know that you will receive your inheritance from the Lord as a reward. Serve the Lord Christ, for the one who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong. Listen, children, to a father's instruction, and pay attention so that you may gain discernment, because I give you good instruction. Do not forsake my teaching. When I was a son to my father, a tender only child before my mother, he taught me, and he said to me, "Let your heart lay hold of my words. Keep my commands so that you will live. Acquire wisdom, acquire understanding. Do not forget and do not turn aside from the words I speak. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will guard you. Wisdom is supreme, so acquire wisdom. And whatever you acquire, acquire understanding. Esteem her highly, and she will exalt you. She will honor you if you embrace her. She will place a fair garland on your head. She will bestow a beautiful crown upon you." My child, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments, for they will provide a long and full life, and they will add well-being to you. Do not let truth and mercy leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on a tablet of your heart. Then you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and people. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. This will bring healing to your body and refreshment to your inner self. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled completely, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My child, do not despise discipline from the Lord, and do not loathe his rebuke. For the Lord disciplines those who he loves, just as a father disciplines the son in whom he delights. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the flood came, and the winds beat against that house, but it did not collapse because it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds beat against the house, and it collapsed. It was utterly destroyed. When Jesus finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed by his teaching, because he taught like one of them who had authority, not like the experts in the law. But you, brothers and sisters, do not grow weary in doing what is right. Therefore, if you have been raised with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Keep thinking about things above, not things on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you too will be revealed in glory with him. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you want, and it will be done for you. You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be like your Father in heaven, since he causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends the rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Always rejoice. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if something is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. And what you learned and received and heard and saw in me, do these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Give to the one who asks you, and do not reject the one who wants to borrow from you. Let everyone see your gentleness. The Lord is near. Therefore, I exhort you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a sacrifice, alive, holy, and pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service. You must let no unwholesome word come out of your mouth, but only what is beneficial for the building up of the one in need, that it may give grace to those who hear. Do not be conformed to this present world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may test and approve what is the will of God, what is good and well, pleasing and perfect. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Pursue hospitality. So put to death whatever in your nature belongs to the earth: sexual immorality, impurity, shameful passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming on the sons of disobedience. You also lived your lives in this way at one time, when you used to live among them. But now put off all such things, as anger, rage, malice, slander, abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with its practices and have been clothed with the new man that is being renewed in the knowledge according to the image of the one who created it. Here there is neither Jew nor Greek, circumcised or uncircumcised, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with a heart of mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if someone happens to have a complaint against anyone else. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also forgive others. And to all of these virtues add love, which is the perfect bond. Let the peace of Christ be in control of your heart, for you were in fact called as one body to this peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and exhorting one another with all wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, all with grace in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I solemnly charge you before God and Christ Jesus, who is going to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the message. Be ready, whether it is convenient or not. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, and completely with patience and instruction. For there will be a time when people will not tolerate sound teaching. Instead, they will follow their own desires. They will accumulate teachers for themselves because they have an insatiable curiosity to hear new things, and they will turn away from hearing truth. But on the other hand, they will turn aside to myths. You, however, be self-controlled in all things. Endure hardship. Do an evangelist's work. Fulfill your ministry. Do not accumulate for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But accumulate for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to become my follower, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whomever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what does it benefit a person if he gains the whole world but forfeits his life? Or what can a person give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Do you want to really live? Would you love to live a long, happy life? Then make sure you don't speak evil words or use deceptive speech. Turn away from evil and do what is right. Strive for peace and promote it. In everything, treat others as you would want them to treat you, for this fulfills the law and the prophets." Thirty-one Exhortation Bible Quotes, Second Collection. See that no one pays back evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good for another and for all. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. For by the grace given to me, I say to every one of you not to think more highly of yourselves than you ought to think, but to think with sober discernment, as God has distributed to each of you a measure of faith. Be devoted to one another with mutual love, showing eagerness in honoring one another. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Do not lag in zeal. Be enthusiastic in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Consider what is good before all people. Do not avenge yourselves, dear friends, but give place to God's wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. Rather, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will be heaping burning coals on his head. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except by God's appointment, and the authorities that exist have been instituted by God. So the person who resists such authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will incur judgment, for rulers cause no fear for good conduct but for bad. Do you desire not to fear authority? Do good, and you will receive its commendation, for it is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be in fear, for it does not bear the sword in vain. It is God's servant to administer retribution on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of the wrath of the authorities, but also because of your conscience. For this reason, you also pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants, devoted to governing. Pay everyone what is owed, taxes to whom taxes are due, revenue to whom revenue is due, respect to whom respect is due, and honor to whom honor is due. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet, and if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this because we know the time that is already the hour for us to awake from sleep. For our salvation is now nearer than when we became believers. The night has advanced toward dawn. The day is near. So then we must lay aside the works of darkness and put on the weapons of light. Let us live decently in the daytime, not in a carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in discord and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to arouse its desires. Now, when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they assembled together. And one of them, an expert in religious law, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." Now receive the one who is weak in the faith, and do not have disputes over differing opinions. One person believes in eating everything, but the weak person only eats vegetables. The one who eats everything must not despise the one who does not, and the one who abstains must not judge the other who eats everything. For God has accepted him. Who are you to pass judgment on another's servant? Before his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One person regards one day holier than other days, and another regards them all alike. Each must be fully convinced in his own mind. The one who observes the day does it for the Lord. The one who eats, eats for the Lord because he gives thanks to God. And the one who abstains from eating, abstains for the Lord, and he gives thanks to God. For none of us lives for himself, and none dies for himself. If we live, we live for the Lord. If we die, we die for the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For this reason, Christ died and returned to life, so that he may be the Lord of both the living and the dead. But you who eat vegetables only, why do you judge your brother or sister? And you who eat everything, why do you despise your brother or sister? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow to me, and every tongue will give praise to God. Therefore, each of us will give an account of himself to God. Therefore, we must not pass judgment on one another, but rather determine never to place an obstacle or a trap before a brother or a sister. I know that I am convinced in the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean in and of itself. Still, it is unclean for the one who considers it unclean. For if your brother or sister is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy by your food someone whom Christ died. Therefore, do not let what you consider good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God does not consist of food or drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. For the one who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by people. So then, let us pursue what makes for peace and the building up of one another. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. For although all things are clean, it is wrong to cause anyone to stumble by what you eat. It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble. The faith you have, keep to yourself before God. Blessed is the one who does not judge himself by what he approves. But the man who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not do so from faith, and whatever is not from faith is sin. But we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not just please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. For even Christ did not please himself, but just as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in former times was written for our instruction, so that through endurance and through encouragement of the Scriptures we may have hope. Now may the God of endurance and comfort give you unity with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Receive one another then, just as Christ also received you to God's glory. Don't you know that a little yeast affects the whole batch of dough? Clean out the old yeast so that you may be a new batch of dough. You are, in fact, without yeast. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. So then let us celebrate the festival, not with the old yeast, the yeast of vice and evil, but with the bread without yeast, the bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote you in my letter to not associate with sexually immoral people. In no way did I mean the immoral people of this world, or the greedy and swindlers and idolaters, since you would have to go out of the world. But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who calls himself a Christian who is sexually immoral or greedy or an idolater or verbally abusive or a drunkard or a swindler. Do not even eat with such a person. For what do I have to do with judging those outside? Are you not to judge those inside? But God will judge those outside. Remove the evil person from among you. All things are lawful for me, but not everything is beneficial. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be controlled by anything. Food is for the stomach, and the stomach is for food. But God will do away with both. The body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord. And for the Lord, the body. Now God indeed raised the Lord, and he will raise us by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Should I take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never. Or do you not know that anyone who is united with a prostitute is one body with her? For it is said, the two will become one flesh. but the one united with the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin a person commits is outside of the body, but the immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, you whom have from God, and you are not your own? For when you were bought with a price, therefore glorify God with your body. Everything is lawful, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is lawful, but not everything builds everyone else up. Do not seek your own good, but the good of the other person. Eat anything that is sold in the marketplace without question of conscience, for the earth and its abundance are the Lord's. If an unbeliever invites you to dinner and you want to go, eat whatever is served without asking questions of conscience. But if someone says to you, "This is from a sacrifice," do not eat because the one who told you and because of conscience. I do not mean yours, but the other person's. For why is my freedom being judged by another's conscience? If I partake with thankfulness, why am I blamed for the food that I give thanks for? So whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Do not give offense to Jews or Greeks or the church of God, just as I also try to please everyone in all things. I do not seek my own benefit, but the benefit of many, so that they may be saved. Be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ. Pursue love and be eager for the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. For the one speaking in tongues does not speak to people, but to God. For no one understands. He is speaking mysteries by the Spirit. But the one who prophesies speaks to the people for their strengthening, encouragement, and consolation. The one who speaks in a tongue builds himself up, but the one who prophesies builds up the church. Brothers and sisters, do not be children in your thinking. Instead, be infants in evil, but in your thinking be mature. So then, brothers and sisters, be eager to prophesy, and do not forbid anyone from speaking in tongues, and do everything in decent and orderly manner. Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. Sober up, and you should stop sinning. Now when this perishable puts on imperishable, and this mortal puts on immortality, then the saying that is written will happen. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, dear brothers and sisters, be firm. Do not be moved. Always be outstanding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Put yourselves to the test to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize regarding yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless, indeed, you fail the test? And I hope that you will realize that we have not failed the test. Now we pray to God that you may not do anything wrong, not so that we may appear to have passed the test, but so you may do what is right, even if we may appear to have failed the test. For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the sake of the truth. For we rejoice whether we are weak, but you are strong. And we pray this, that you may become fully qualified. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Set things right. Be encouraged. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters, only do not use your freedom as an opportunity to indulge your flesh, but through love serve one another, for the whole law can be summed up in a single commandment. Namely, you must love your neighbor as yourself. However, if you continually bite and devour one another, beware that you are not consumed by one another. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.